Hello and welcome to the Q-Tips for Your Ears podcast series. During each session, we will highlight a new topic to improve healthcare quality and patient outcomes. My name is Tammy Wagner and my colleague Dee Kayser is with me today.
Hello everyone.
We are nurses and quality improvement advisors for the Great Plains Quality Innovation Network. Thanks for taking the time to join us. Our topic today is what we know about the bivalent booster. Dee, what should our listeners know about the safety of the bivalent booster?
Thanks, Tammy. The bivalent COVID-19 booster vaccinations first became available in the United States in September 2022. Before that, it was the monovalent booster that was used for the primary series and for any boosters that had been given before that time. And as of January 11th, 2023, 49.5 million COVID-19 bivalent booster doses have been administered in people ages 5 years and older in the United States.
Wow.
That includes 21.3 million doses in people ages 65 years and older. CDC and partners monitor the safety of licensed and authorized U.S. vaccines using multiple systems. And a couple of those are the vaccine information and safety studies, vaccine safety used by the CDC. And safety data continues to support CDC recommendations that everyone eligible for a COVID-19 bivalent booster should get vaccinated. Those COVID-19 vaccines available in the United States are effective at protecting people from getting seriously ill, being hospitalized, and dying. As with other vaccine-preventable diseases, you are protected best from COVID-19 when you stay up to date with the recommended vaccinations, including recommended boosters. And if you have received your bivalent booster, then you're considered up to date with COVID vaccinations.
Okay, so how effective is the bivalent booster?
This updated bivalent boosters are called updated because they protect against both the original virus that causes COVID-19 and the Omicron variants that are circulating at this time. These boosters continue to be highly effective with regards to serious outcomes. Hospitalization rate in unvaccinated adults is 16 times that of adults who have received a bivalent COVID booster. Mm. Hospitalization rate in vaccinated adults without a bivalent booster is 2 times that of adults receiving a bivalent booster. Also, the bivalent vaccine was approximately 60% effective against hospitalization compared to 25% for the original monovalent vaccine. And the bivalent was also about 62% effective against infection versus about 25% for the monovalent vaccine, according to a study that was just recently published in January 2023 in the New England Journal of Medicine.
Well, Dee, should a person even get a bivalent booster?
That's a personal decision. Deciding to take the booster has a lot to do with your own health, as well as that of those around you. If you have a lot of medical conditions that could worsen if you get COVID, then you would be considered high risk and should consider getting the booster. The booster won't keep you from getting COVID, but as I just discussed, the probability of ending up in the hospital or on a ventilator is about 60% less if you do get the booster.
So I do have a question, Dee. What are some of the medical conditions that really should be thinking about, people with the medical conditions that should really be thinking about getting the bivalent?
That's a great question. Those would be people who are immunocompromised, people who are taking chemotherapy or have some type of a chronic condition where they've been told that their immune system is not as good as somebody without that condition, people with diabetes, people with hypertension, people who are overweight. All of these things contribute to how severe the COVID infection can be. And then on top of that, it makes those chronic conditions worse. So their blood sugar could be way out of control, or their blood pressure could be exceedingly high for them. And so it's just a good preventative thing that you can do to help if you are, of course, age. Age is a big one. So the older we are, the less our immune system is strong. So, definitely, I think right now they're saying 75 and up, and 50 and up if you have any of those chronic conditions or problems. And then if you live in a congregate setting like a nursing home.
Sure, that makes sense. I wanted to ask that because, I'm in my 50s and I did get the vaccine and I've received the bivalent. I've also had COVID 3 times, but very, very mild. And on the other hand, seeing some people that I know that did not receive the vaccine who ended up hospitalized on a ventilator and very near death for one. It was a scary time.
Definitely. It's and like I said, it is a personal decision, and you do want to weigh the pros and cons for it. But in general, overall, it's definitely been better to have it than not to have it,
You
the
bet.
booster. Yeah. Lifestyle also plays a role. Some people are still wearing masks. Others do not. If you're in the hospital now, it's an option whether you or your family members want to wear masks. The healthcare personnel do not have to, unless their county that they live in is in a very high transmission rate. Even the nursing homes follow that same thing. Age, of course, if you're over that 65, 75, live in a group setting, nursing home, assisted living, retirement community, the benefits of getting this booster outweigh any benefits from waiting. And even if you've had COVID-19, it's a good idea to get the bivalent booster due to the different strains that are circulating. So, and you're an example of that. You're all up to date, and you've still, it's just something that you're susceptible to, but
I
thank
am.
goodness they have been mild cases.
Very mild. So that is good.
As always, people can find more information on our website, greatplainsqin.org, or they can go to cdc.org, which is the Centers for Disease Control. And there is lots of information out there on the pros and cons of the bivalent booster, the safety of it, and who should receive it.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for this information, Dee.
My pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed today's Q-tips for your ear session, and we look forward to connecting with you next time. Have a great day.